Good afternoon. My name is Tanika, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Oracle Blogger Call from Java 1. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. Ms. Whitaker, you may begin your conference.
Thank you. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us. We are at Java 1 on the pavilion floor, and I would like to first welcome our ACE bloggers and our other bloggers who've joined the call. Today, we are here to talk about some of the Oracle announcements that we'll be making at Java 1. And it's intended, as the operator said, to be an interactive session, and we definitely would like to take your questions. Having said that, though, I need to be clear that this call will not answer questions related to BEA or the BEA acquisition. So if you would hold those questions, I'm sure there will be an appropriate opportunity for us to answer those for you in the future. So for this session, we'll begin with an update regarding the announcements that will be issued tomorrow. And to do so, I'd like to introduce Duncan Mills, who is Senior Director of Oracle Fusion Middleware Development, and Justin Kestelin, who is Senior Director of Oracle Technology Network. So with that, I'll turn it over to Duncan. And if you would.
Thank you very much, Terry. Sure. Well, good afternoon, everyone, or good morning, depending where you are in the world. So it's obviously an exciting week for us. We're here at Java 1. You may hear a bit of background noise as the buzz of the show goes on from around us. One of the major things we'll be talking about tomorrow in the keynote is, of course, our new technical preview. So by the skin of our teeth, we managed to get JDeveloper, Web Center, and SOA Release 11 technical previews out onto OTN on Thursday. Happy to report that that's been a very successful release so far, so we've already had about 1,400 downloads of that. And I'm mainly going to be concentrating on some of the new features that are within that new release of the software. This is a technical preview release, so as you know, we've took the decision with release 11 of the product line to try and get releases to the community on a more frequent basis than we had in the days of yore. And rather than just waiting for kind of formal beta programs, actually go out with more regular kind of rolling updates to the technology as we produced it. So we're now on Tech Preview 4. This is the fourth release we put out there, and we're doing these on about a 3 to 4 month basis. So I think we've just got in about 4 months since the last release, which was just before Christmas. So where are we with Tech Preview 4? Well, to tell the truth, we're getting pretty close to where we want to be to release the product. The products themselves now are pretty much complete from a feature standpoint, and in Tech Preview 4, you're seeing something which is going to be very close to what we'll eventually be putting out there. Usual caveat supply, of course. We may choose to change our minds totally by the time we put the product out, but I think it's a good bet that we're going to come up with something pretty close to this. There's a slight difference in this Tech Preview you may notice if you've pulled down the previous ones, in that this time around, we've got a slightly different set of procedures to obtain the technical preview code. So the core JDeveloper IDE is available as normal from the Oracle Technology Network for free download. But then certain portions of the technical preview, specifically our SOA and web service portions, are only available to supported customers via the Metalink website. This isn't to be awkward. This is purely to comply with all the revenue recognition rules that exist nowadays, so it's to protect us and protect you from seeing things that you shouldn't see if you're not a customer. However, if you are an existing Oracle customer, you just need your CSO number, you can go to support, and you can get the extra bits of the product. So I just want to spend a few moments just briefly giving you the highlights of what's new in this release. The key things that you'll be seeing, first of all, on the service-oriented architecture side is they've now been able to add a lot more into the product set for the technical preview. So for the first time, we've got our business activity monitoring capability exposed. the complex event processing, and also the B2B. So this is going to allow you to really build out the much more complex SOA processes using all of the tooling for these aspects. On the Web Center side, well, things are actually pretty much the same between the Web Center framework on Technical Preview 3 and Technical Preview 4, with the exception of an awful lot of bug fixes. So the whole of the Web Center framework, the focus has been very much on managing the performance, getting the thing working as well as they can, and fixing all the bugs. A lot of the infrastructure that we want to release as part of Web Center is going to have to wait until a formal beta program because of the way that we have to install the services and the complexity thereof. But they've got all their core functionality in place, and for existing customers, that's obtainable through Metalink as well. Then finally, moving on to my area, which of course is JDeveloper and the ADF framework. So here again, the big focus has been on performance and just getting the scalability of the thing up, reducing the memory footprint, and stabilization. We've already had some very positive reports on the OTN forums from the people who've picked up this version. They're already speaking about noticeable improvements in performance, particularly the visual editors and stability. But it's not all just boring stuff. There are a few neat little features that have slipped in. As I said, we're generally functionally stable now on pretty much all of the features. But I wanted to highlight some of the particular things that we'd put in really in response to the feedback that we'd received from the early technical previews. Now, bear in mind, one of the whole ideas behind this program is to get the tools into the hands of our grassroots developers sooner so they can provide kind of real-world feedback on whether this stuff really works and you know, whether it's really done in the right way that suits them. We obviously get some of that from beta programs as well, but we're getting this exposure to a much wider community through the technical preview releases. So based on that, we've actually come up with a few additional enhancements we've managed to slip into the product. And I just wanted to kind of concentrate on a couple of those. So one very key one, and I'm really excited about this feature. It sounds rather boring and uninspiring at the start, but it's actually really exciting. There's a thing called Business Logic Groups. And this is a feature of the Business Components Framework, which allows us to define varying sets of validation rules and of UI hints and so on based on data discriminators in the data. So this basically allows me to have, if you like, kind of polymorphic objects where I can apply different sets of rules onto an object based on what status it's in, for example. So I may decide to apply different business logic when an order has already been shipped than the business logic I need when an order is just being created in the first place. So that sounds like you know, a fairly small thing, but in fact it's an incredibly powerful feature because it does allow us to make all of our business logic get encapsulated within the business component definition without the need to plug in external rules engines to do these kind of complex decision trees. So that's a very neat feature that I'm quite excited about. Another feature which has come directly out of our feedback from the users of the framework has been a small tweak we've added to the task flows. Now, task flow is a feature of the ADF framework that builds on top of Java Server Faces navigation, and it allows us to build kind of enterprise flows where we've got reusable flows, we've got flows that can be nested and so on. It's an extremely powerful feature of the framework. But as in all of these things, you know, we invent something, it's new. You give it to a set of developers and they start to realize there's holes and there's missing stuff. And this is really where the true power of the technical previews has come out, because we've come to realize that, okay, there was one important ingredient missing from our initial offering. And we've managed to address this in this next technical preview, and hopefully this will improve the usability. So the feature I'm talking about here is specifically is a thing called parent action. So when we're dealing with nested task flows that are embedded within regions of pages, people were finding that this region-based development model was a very effective one, so you could start to build up pages from fragments. However, there was the issue of, well, how do you let the page fragment let the outer page know that something important has happened? So, you know, how do I go and tell the outer page that I've done and I need you to navigate somewhere, for example? So this was the kind of thing that we hadn't really thought of in the original design. It came out as a very strong use case with our early adopters who are using the earlier technical previews. And so the new parent action actually allows the nested page flows that are sitting there in the page to reach out and kind of tell the parent to do something else on their behalf. So that very much kind of completes the functionality for page flows for this release, and I think that's a really useful little enhancement there as well. Now, throughout the IDE as well, there's a whole bunch of polished features. As I mentioned, we've worked seriously on the performance. We've got one or two of our KPIs still need addressing, but generally all of the performance targets that we've set for ourselves at the start of this release are now reached. There's always the opportunity to do more work on this, and that's what we're going to do now between now and production, is just polish up the performance aspects. But we'll also see there are various UI changes to the IDE itself, to small polish things, hopefully to make your lives just a little bit easier. And those are all documented in some detail in the release notes for this particular technical preview. The one area you will see an awful lot of UI change, though, is in our data visualization components. So, you know, we've been through several generations of these within the Release 11 previews. The latest version has got a significantly improved look and feel, and we've been working very hard on the data animations. Just to kind of give you a preview, this is something we'll be showing in the keynote tomorrow. But as we have charts now that have changing values, for instance, if data is being pushed from the server down into the chart, then we can have the chart animate in a very interactive way and visualize to the user that this particular piece of data is changing and make it obvious to them what the change is. So again, it's a polished feature. It's just adding functionality on. There's nothing for you to do, really, to actually consume this change. You just get it for free. So those were kind of the major things we have on the technology front of TP4. As I said, basically we're talking about performance, and stabilization of what we've got there. So, Justin, do you want to dive in here?
I don't have a whole lot more to add other than I want to reiterate the fact that Duncan said that, you know, the Oracle Technology Network, as usual, is really our main conduit for gathering feedback from the community, and you know, that's the main reason that we make these previews available through that channel. So we really, really need your feedback about all these releases. So I encourage you to download the software directly from OTN, to use it freely, and to give us any feedback you possibly can, whether it's through our Oracle discussion forums at forums.oracle.com, or by commenting on the vast number of blogs that are published by people on Duncan's team on a frequent basis. I'm sure Duncan would be happy to answer any questions that you have via his blog.
Thank you.
And as time goes on, we will, you know, as we have throughout this process, we'll be creating new content around these releases. Duncan and I recently had a conversation about the rich client components that are available in this release, which we delivered via podcast a few weeks ago. So there's a good amount of content out there on OTN surrounding this release.
Thank you both. And operator, we can open it up for questions now.
At this time, I would like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. We'll pause just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Ms. Whitaker, at this time, there are no questions.
No questions at all?
Well, that's good.
No questions for Duncan or Justin regarding the latest preview of the 11G developer tools. Going once? Going twice. Okay, so we would like to just close off the call by thanking you for your time, and you can look to the Oracle website and OTN for additional information and the news that will be issued tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.